We are all in this together. We are all going to get through this if we just pay attention and show respect to what we've been told to do. And we all must continue to be kind to each other. That is not just me preaching. That is me locking myself in my bathroom with a mantra of saying that so I would calm down and not murder my children who are not children anymore and are old enough to know better. Sound familiar? 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning.
And the clouds are moving out. Rain is moving out. Then we'll have a dry day. Dry tomorrow, but then another storm comes in on Wednesday.
I am lucky and I am blessed. My daughters are young adults. They can fend for themselves if need be. And it's not at all like it is when they were toddlers or teenagers. And yet it's still a gigantic pain in the you-know-what to be confined in one place. And I'm sure that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Mike is in Santee. Tammy is home with a wife and kids. Mike says a weekend's enough. Mike.
You know, Friday through Sunday was enough. And when my four-year-old ran into the back of my dinner chair last night with her training wheel bicycle, my wife looked at her and said, honey, I think your dad's head's going to explode if you run into him one more time.
Right? Everybody's just being forced.
Yeah, my wife definitely read the look on my face and informed her in a very, very nice way before I lost it.
Smart wife and smart mommy.
Mike, you're still working outside the house?
Yes, inside the office, but outside the house. I'm a police detective.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for what you're doing. That has to go on, too. My daughter, who is 21, and my other daughter, who is 8... How old's Julia? 19? Thank you. Good Lord. They're like, at least you get to go to work for a while. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, they're right. Yeah. At least I get to get out of the house and come to the studio. But that's going to end even this week. So keep us safe. Thank you, pal.
Always. Thank you, guys.
That should say it all about what it's like to be with your kids for a long amount of time cooped up. A cop who's got a very dangerous job would rather go out and hit the streets than be home with his loved ones. That should sum it up right there.
That's great. And again, thank you for what you do. We salute you there. Also, John, there's a Tammy in Oceanside who is dealing with the same thing you are. She's got a 21-year-old at home. Give John some advice.
Oh, my gosh. I have to leave the room. I have to let my husband deal with her because it's all they watch is Netflix. It's like they don't have a clue what's going on. And when we ask her where she's going, she's like, I'm just going to a friend's house. What's wrong with that? I'm like, everything. You have to stay home.
Yeah. You know, I want us all now to take a moment and remember when we were 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old, okay?
Right?
And how annoying our parents were.
I know.
And how they don't know. You don't know me. You just don't know. And we have to kind of put ourselves in that spot so that we don't absolutely lose our minds because we were that kid.
I know. I absolutely was that kid, and I have to let my husband deal with her. I have to walk out of the room.
Right now, it's just my daughters and me. Well, I'm blessed for that. I mean, how many times have you heard me on the air say, I miss my kids so much? Well, now they're here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love having her home. Love it.
I love it, too. But last night, after a day and a half of them finally having enough of this, and I get it, I was like, well, I need to go to bed. And Abby's like, it's only 8:45. I'm like, I have a job.
Yeah. That's when you got to wake her up when you get up and then remind her.
Those two, I made them, quote unquote, do their own dishes after they got done eating. And they're in there in the kitchen just barking at each other. I mean, barking. And instead of doing anything, Tammy, I said, let them figure it out. Yep. I walked in my room, closed the door, turned off the lights, went to sleep. For all I know, they claw themselves to death. There might be a serious injury in that guest bedroom right now. I don't know. But you know what? It's their issue. They're old enough to handle it.
We laid there and wondered last night after my husband came to bed. I thought, well, what if she sneaks out? What are we going to do? She's 21.
Yeah, that's a great point. You can't really stop her. You know
21.
What? Abby, if you sneak out, you best be bringing toilet paper home. Yeah. That's all I got to say. You sneak out, you bring something back. I'm not even joking. Here's Kelly Danick in the San Diego County Credit Union Traffic Center.